This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. I mean, looking for a place to watch Miami and Tampa tomorrow? Go to Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, time of your life. Or maybe you're watching at home. You have some Funky Buddha on hand, makes the evening and the game even that much more enjoyable.
It does.
They've got sticky treats available statewide. It's available in the tap room now as well. And there's always a good time at Funky Buddha Brewery. Dan Day was there last night doing trivia.
Yes.
Reminder, our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is back on Friday, May 9th. It's at Tabacon Plantation Walk, and we want you to come on out, enjoy a night with the QAM staff, and we'll talk a little sports. We'll enjoy whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It is a free event, so stop on by. It's Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacon at Plantation Walk, and it's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year, 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Online at edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 or over to attend. We're going to have a lot of celebrities there that night. I know the Ticket Wizard is coming.
That's my man, old Barry.
Yeah, loves himself a little whiskey and a cigar. I mean, the time of his life.
Yes, I'll be there.
Here's a couple more grades from Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. Haywood Highsmith. He gives a C-plus for the season and a B-minus for the postseason. By the way, as you go through this list, and it's really devoid of superstars.
Not impressive.
You realize, you rolled your eyes, but I mean, that's the reality. So, Lyon, it's what we're left with. I'm not...
No, for sure, Hawk, but I mean, this has been the team. I mean, they don't have an Anthony Edwards. We know that
no,
they don't have a Luka,
I know,
you know?
But they had Jimmy. Jimmy was their superstar. Yes. Now, his role is better as someone else's superstar, yeah, as you watched last night in Golden State.
He brings it up all the time. He's a Robin. He's not a Batman.
Yep.
He
showed you last night. And it was, you know, again, I thought it was kind of like, hey, I've been telling you, and now you're watching everything that I said, because I think they're going to end up disposing of Houston in that series. But when you go through this roster, like, this is not a roster that the Heat put together. It's not.
No.
Like, this is...
Ira never planned to do a breakdown of Haywood Highsmith.
Right. Pelle Larsson.
We should not be breaking down Pelle Larsson.
Season grade C, postseason grade C. Kyle Anderson, C, C+. Alec Burks, B-, C+. Jaime Jaquez Jr.
He fell off the cliff.
D minus for the season, F for the postseason.
What happened to him, Solana? We haven't talked about this.
Well, this is what Ira says. Ira says, sophomore slump. The Heat and Jaquez had better hope so, with the regression real and severe. By the time the playoffs came around, the trust was gone. While he had been mentioned as a trade chip, is their value still there?
That's, to me, the biggest concern. You talk about the value entering this season of, oh, Jaime Jaquez Jr., oh, Nico Jovic, oh, all the young guys that the Heat have. And all of a sudden, you're kind of sitting here. They have a first-round pick this year, the 20th overall selection, and those guys that you picked with those picks don't exactly seem as enticing for other teams as they did back in October. That is a huge problem for Miami as well.
Yeah.
Terry Rozier.
FF.
FF from IRA.
Okay.
He's due $26.6 million next season and has an additional season on his contract after that. And IRA writes, could anyone have seen it turning this bad to this degree? It is difficult to recall anything in the way of contribution by the end of the playoff rotation, even before his ankle sprain. That is one of the more disastrous trades that they've ever made, I think.
No, 100%. He hasn't done anything.
He's an unrestricted free agent after next year, by the way.
Right.
So he's only under contract one more season.
And that's a wasted season and a wasted $26
million. $26.6 million next season with one additional season on the contract is what Ira says.
I don't think so. I'm not saying that I know more about this stuff than Ira. I genuinely believe Ira's the best, but I'm pretty certain I remember Terry Rozier next season will be an expiring contract, and then he becomes an unrestricted free agent.
Well, Ira begs to differ.
It's... We bought a lemon, but how long do we have to keep the lemon is what y'all are talking about.
Well,
he cannot play.
You overpaid for the lemon, and you can't get any value in the auto trader.
What are you going to do? What about the overall of him being here? Like, that trade was terrible.
That's the worst trade in Heat history.
It's definitely in the conversation, right?
Instead of having $30 million off the books, Kyle Lowry would have been an expiring contract. The Miami Heat went all in on Terry Rozier with a first-round pick attached to Kyle Lowry.
That's amazing.
And Terry Rozier didn't play the postseason last year, and this year literally was out of the rotation for the entire second half of the season.
And that wasn't, by the way, like, hey, why can't coach find any minutes for him? Like,
they tried.
He literally could not put that guy out on the court. He couldn't put him out there.
Because he doesn't do anything offensively.
It was painful to watch
him. Well, he was a 20-point-per-game scorer for Charlotte for several seasons.
Well, that's why Ira says, could anyone have predicted it turning like this so quickly?
No.
Like, I mean, obviously, the Heat don't give away first-round picks for nothing. It wasn't even like, hey, I wonder what this guy can bring. Solana said it. You knew exactly what he was going to give you, which is what they needed.
He was a scorer. The Heat needed offense. You've been asking them to go get a scorer, to go get somebody else who's a bucket getter. This dude is a bona fide bucket getter over several seasons in Charlotte. And I get it. Like, Luter and Arai, you could make that case. But it doesn't mean he's unplayable in Miami.
No,
and that's what it was. He was unplayable.
They tried to do it. And I'm not bringing up Donovan Mitchell to say scary Terry's anyway. But you know the player I like, Hawk. You called me out months ago about the player I like.
Gaudy point numbers.
Just go and get a bucket. Get the ball and backyard, you know, New York,
Rucker
hard
Park.
Court. Yeah, like, that's the players I like. Terry is not that.
Well, he was, though.
They thought he was going to be that, and I think they thought Andrew Wiggins would be that as well. And neither of them were.
Yeah.
I mean, Wiggins, you thought he would blink and get 22 points on this team, right?
But, I thought Bam was a 20 guy, Wiggins was a 20 guy, Tyler had to be a 30 guy. Now we're sitting on
now
70
you've got
points
at least
and
some
we'll
scores.
See what happens.
Yeah.
It didn't work out that way once our roster was solidified.
Well, it sounds nice when you add Terry Rozier a season ago. You had Jimmy Butler, Tyler, Bam, and Terry. All four guys were 20 or more points per game scorer. All of a sudden, you have four guys who can go get a bucket. And it didn't work last year because everybody got injured. Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier. Tyler was missing half the season. And then this season, without Jimmy, you trade for Andrew Wiggins, who at the very least is a two-way elite guard forward. And he was unavailable. The irony in that he was unavailable. And you traded Jimmy Butler because you were tired of him being unavailable.
Really wild. I don't know what you blame it all on. Like, do you go, hey, these guys were scorers elsewhere and came up short here. Is there something in the system that Jimmy Butler was talking about and complaining about? Or did these guys just never take to being here? Like, there's, I mean, you don't forget how to score.
That's the thing with Tyler that gets me. Last night, 4-1-1, 30 minutes.
I mean, he just had the worst shooting night. Like, even
one for 10.
Wasn't he 1 for 10? Like, at 1 for 10, you're going to stop shooting,
but
too.
Even the night before, the 20, what was that game?
13-point game score.
13-4-3.
But here's the thing.
5 of 13. Is that him? Because that's scary to think, hey, we need to hold on to Tyler.
Right. Like, if someone can lock him down like that, is that a harbinger of things to come?
Donovan Mitchell's not going to get choked out. Somebody's, what's the boy last name? Amon Thompson?
Amon Thompson for,
bro,
for Houston.
He went crazy. That little young boy with the crazy fro, that's what I like. Like, that's what I like, Hawk. You say what I like. Amon Thompson is what I like. Go get the ball, get the hell out of the way. I'm going to get to the rim. Some are going to fall in. Tyler's not doing that.
Well, here's the thing, though, Crowder. If the defense has it pinpointed, we will not let Tyler Hero take an open shot. Other teams have somebody else that say, perfect, give me the ball then, right? And that's how it opens up stuff for Steph Curry. Jimmy Butler is going to go to the rim. They have shooters, Buddy Hield. They have guys who can create. That way, there's more spacing on the floor for Steph Curry to go curl around 18 screens and catch and shoot. And the Heat had nobody to step up and alleviate the offense while Tyler Hero's getting pressed all night long in Game 3. And that is the major flaw that Cleveland pointed out yesterday.
Which is why Duncan Robinson should be in there to hit threes. Problem is, then you got to go back and play defense.
Correct.
And you've got Duncan and Tyler left on defense.
That was the problem with Terry Rozier on the floor this year, fellas. We're like, okay, fine. Terry's going to shoot 4 of 15. He'll get to the free throw line a couple times. But him and Tyler on the floor together, that lineup was getting cooked nonstop because neither of those guys are great defensively, and Bam can only do so much. So, yeah, I mean, there is major, major flaws in this roster right now. And Hawk, and Crowder, going back to your point about Giannis Antetokounmpo, I'm telling you right now, man, for the fans saying, because Bam had a bio yesterday, I don't know if you saw the quote, but Bam said there's going to be major changes coming this offseason, just from my understanding of how the guy with the silver hair works, so just be prepared for that. And I don't see a way out of this upcoming offseason unless you have Giannis saying, I want to be in Miami.
Well,
or Kevin Durant saying, I want to be in Miami.
That's the factor, because no one's going to trade for that talent. But if someone says to you, I'm not playing for your team anymore, then you're stuck. It happened to us with Jimmy Butler, and they ended up with a return, while decent, not what they could have gotten for Jimmy the prior season, probably. So that's the factor where you get a Giannis who says, I tried so hard to make it work in Milwaukee, and I can't stay here anymore. You got to facilitate my exit. Or KD, obviously, we know is going to be gone from Phoenix. The question is, what do you end up with? Like, if I told you that you get rid of Bam or you get rid of Tyler, KD comes in. What's KD's salary? It's got to be in the 40s, right?
60s.
60? So you're going to have, I mean,
but he's only on the books for, I believe, one more season.
But you'd have to match.
This one.
You have to match.
It's
salaries,
a year rental,
though,
yeah,
right?
Andrew Wiggins, Duncan Robinson.
Wiggins, Robinson.
But
that's where Nico Jovic comes into play.
Right.
Khalil Ware might be enticing for teams.
But the question is the lore of Miami. So Shaq came here to play with Wade. LeBron, we know the story. LeBron, you know, Dwayne Wade bringing LeBron and Bosh here for the big three. Is there a lore of playing down here anymore?
Here's where I would say sometimes just wanting to be out of a place is more lore than where you're going. Jalen Ramsey has said to the Dolphins, trade me.
I don't want to be here.
But he has no say in where he ends up. But it's, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yes.
Kevin Durant, he just doesn't want to be in Phoenix anymore. Giannis, we hope, just won't want to be in Milwaukee anymore. It's not like they're free agents. If they're free agents, then you could have the lore conversation. But this is more about what assets you can give in return.
And assets you can give, Hulk, but what our team saying, I want to be in Miami?
I really think.
Are
I know.
People, are players saying that anymore? If people say, I want to play with Bam. I want to play with Tyler. I want to play. People wanted to play with Dwayne Wade.
With Bam Adebayo, I still think there's people around the league that are saying, that guy's one of the best defensive players in the NBA. He would be a great teammate. He was on Team USA now twice, Olympic gold medalist. They know what he's about, hard worker. Like, I still think there's you know, it's appealing to people. But here's the thing. I know this is fresh in everybody's mind, and there's no doubt the last two seasons has been embarrassing in terms of what the Heat are meant to do or the standard they've set. This is still the Miami Heat we're talking about here.
Here's where but I think here's boy, where I'm going to take issue with that. Man. Here's where I'm going to take issue with that. We had big believers, Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Chris Bosh and Udonis Haslem telling you this is the Miami Heat. This and that and it was.
Yes.
It was. You've got Jimmy Butler laughing at the notion of this is the Miami Heat. He never bought into Dwayne Wade talking about you're now the guy or whatever. Like, all the stuff that we've bought into, I think Jimmy Butler rolled his eyes at. I think it's why he stepped to Udonis that first season, because he didn't buy into all this stuff. Hey, it's UD's team. I think Jimmy Butler looked at that and went, this guy is talking to me? I'll talk to my head coach however I feel like talking to him. And I don't think the notion of this is still the Miami Heat, I'm not certain that has it
Hawk,
anymore.
Hawk, just correct me if I'm wrong here. Jimmy Butler's best seasons were where?
I'm not having the debate as to whether he's right or he's wrong. But I'm telling you that I think Jimmy Butler is more representative of today's players and their thinking of the Heat. And I think he thinks Heat culture, ha, ha, ha. You guys are suckers.
You can sell Spo and Riley with Dwayne Wade. I think to sell Spo and Riley with Bam and Tyler is tough.
Yeah, I still think Eric Spoelstra's the most or the second most respected basketball mind in the NBA.
He just got swept and lost by 50.
Yeah, but the team's not talented right now. That happens in the NBA.
It's one thing to be respected, and it's another thing to say, I got to get to that destination, which we think for a long time, and it was probably true, a lot of NBA players thought, I got to get there. I just don't think it's that anymore right now.
Maybe
not. I'm not telling you that they look at the franchise like a joke, but I don't think that notion of, wow, Kendrick Perkins would say, oh, I wish I could have played for Eric Spoelstra. Yeah. I wish I could have been on a Pat Riley team. Like, I just don't think that that's there anymore.
Maybe not. And right
but
now,
but all great stuff has a run, too. Like, everything
that's
has.
That's exactly what
everything
I was about
has
to say.
An expiration date. Like, there's no shame in that. Like, the notion that Heat culture and Heat DNA and Spo and Riley and the allure of Miami would last forever. Up seasons, down seasons. Like, that's not the way anything works.
But you're still talking about I'm going to get crushed for this, but you're still talking about a team that, you know, was in the finals 2 years ago, has made the playoffs six straight seasons. It's not like we're talking about what the Pistons went through where they were in the Eastern Conference Finals five straight years from 2003 to 2008 and then didn't make the playoffs for 14, 15 years. Like, we're still
They're a winning organization. We all aspire to have teams to root for like the Miami Heat. There's no debate about it.
I'm not excusing what happened.
Organization.
Yes, very much
it's
so.
It's not a winning organization.
Right now.
Not right now, but they're just missing the talent to do it. And if you are a
But anyone that's not winning is missing the talent to do it.
But Hawk, I'm just saying, if you're Giannis Antetokounmpo and you know what it takes to go win a title,
But Jimmy Butler is telling you they're not near it.
But Jimmy Butler came to become that player.
I know.
Jimmy slapped.
So did LeBron.
Jimmy slapped the knees out of Spo and Riley.
He absolutely did.
Right now.
And last night was like the worst case scenario. They're a joke. The Heat were a joke last night, and Jimmy Butler is leading Steph Curry's team to an improbable victory.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it just, like, listen, it's ebbs and flows. Like, I'm with you. I'll argue for the Heat till my death. But I'm telling you, there's ebbs and flows in this stuff. And right now, you're on a downswing, and it's hard to sell the downswing to people. The Detroit Lions, to me, would be a perfect example. I imagine there's a ton of players who want to go play for Detroit and mm-hmm. Dan Campbell.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they were the lowest of the low. The notion that someone would want to go there
decades.
Was, I mean, it was laughable.
Yes.
Detroit? Like, no, I'm not going to play for the Lions. But right now, I would submit to you, there are a lot of people, if they had their druthers, hey, where would you want to go play? I want to go play for Dan Campbell and the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And the Heat were that for a very long time. I just don't think they're that right now. And again, there's no shame in that. That stuff doesn't last forever. It just doesn't.
The ebbs were here, and I think we're about to slip into the flows.
So is the ebbs the good thing and the flows are the bad thing?
I don't know, because ebbs usually go good.
Because I was going to use the same example that we're in, but I was going to say we're in an ebb right now.
The ebb is good.
I feel like a flow is good. I feel like
if somebody asks you, what do you do when somebody says, I have the good news and the bad news, what do you ask for first? I always say, give me the good news.
Probably would say, give me the bad news.
You want the bad news first? Why?
So that I can get that out of the way.
So the ebb is bad and the
flow is good. I don't
know.
I honestly didn't use they're in an ebb right now or a flow. Because if you're in a flow, that sounds like a good thing. Oh, they got a flow going.
You're just
right kind now.
Of flowing along with. I took it as you're kind of flowing along with the normal.
Well, you just said because it's the second thing that you offer, good news or bad news, because it was the second word.
Yeah, that's the bad is the flow.
Ebb is to lessen. Ebbs are lessening or worsening. Worsening.
Worsing.
Worsing.
Is the ebb or the flow good? I want to get.
You thought worsing was a word?
I corrected it right away.
Ebb and flow represent alternating nature of experience, with ebb signifying a decline or a decrease and flow representing an increase or advancement. So right now, the Heat are in an ebb.
We're in an ebb.
Yeah.
And but we flowed for a long time.
Correct, which I think should be their billboard campaign for next. In an ebb, but we have flowed and will flow again.
Flowed since what?
Right.
Mid-2000s?
With Spo, we flow.
With Spo, we flow.
Hmm?
That's,
right?
I like that.
With Jimmy, we ebb. With Spo, we flow.
Jimmy flowed a little bit.
A little bit last night. Real quick look at the headlines here. We still have the Billy Idol and the Joan Jett tickets to give away. Let's do a quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Man. Somebody just texted me. Steven Adams on my list to fight this gorilla.
You win. I'm with you now.
Again,
Steven Adams.
No one.
Hawk.
No
Steven
one.
Steven Adams.
No one is coming out alive in a fight against a wild silverback gorilla.
Me, Steven Adams, Daniel Cormier, Tyson Fury. That's only four. We
Correct.
Have 96 other
four
people.
Four dead people.
Go, Solana. This dude's crazy. Brady and Matthew Tkachuk.
Stop it. I don't want to see them go, but
Hawk,
to the dearly departed.
Six people.
Hey, Dolphins first round pick, Kenneth Grant, should be on your list, bro. That dude is massive.
I'm putting
massive.
Kenneth Grant on my list.
Yeah.
I'm putting him right next to Larry Little and James Harrison.
Mm.
That's nine.
Sad.
Nine people.
Plan this fight for February. Dolphins will be free by then. So.
Both Bushwhackers.
One and two.
Hawk. I'm going to swing you. You got to understand 100 of us.
You cannot outlast, outmuscle, outweigh a silverback gorilla in the wild. Period.
Lawrence
end of story.
Taylor.
Do you understand?
Hawk.
Most people do not comprehend the ferocity of a silverback gorilla when attacked.
Will Smith slapping him. Liam Neeson's there. Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. This is like
Jason Bateman.
This is like
and Jason Statham. I didn't want to bring Bateman, but I messed his name
Jason
up.
Bateman. Huh? Interesting. Huh. He's going to podcast him to death?
We bringing Jason Bateman, too. Talk him to death. Refrigerator Perry?
He's dead.
We'll take him off the list.
Hawk, you have long fingers?
I was going to ask that about Jason Bateman. Hey, how long are fingers?
I'm bringing dogs with me.
Dongs?
Hawk Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Because Dog the Bounty Hunter, are you saying to the to either the people are killed or the gorilla's killed, or are you just detaining the gorilla? Because if you're detaining the gorilla, dog all day long.
Me and my group are going to hold the gorilla down and tell him, take it easy.
The gorilla's going to tap out, is what you're saying.
He's going to tap out sooner or later.
It's just the most comical notion.
And then he's going to just stop moving, and we're going to be like, bro, calm down.
Take it easy.
And we're gonna let him up and say, take it easy. He's going to walk off and go eat some grapes.
Yeah. A banana.
I don't want to say banana. I think it was a stereotype.
Well, no, I think they...
It's a actual gorilla, dude.
Daniel Cormier is going to walk the gorilla over and give him a banana. I got some dogs on this list, Hawk.
All right. That might be the only way to subdue him is to, you know, throw a couple bananas his way, distract him.
Jokic?
You know who? Kevin Eubanks Sr. will fight and talk him to death.
Kevin Eubanks.
If anyone has listened to this show for 10 years, you're laughing your ass off. If not, you have no idea who I'm talking about.
He's on the list. You UFC people, give me some more names. There's some UFC dudes over there. Hawk, the white boy with the braids? The crazy white dude with the braids?
I don't know.
What's his name?
That's the guy that Dana White brought to Tom Brady's roast, right? Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Sugar Sean.
Sugar O'Malley.
Yeah, Sugar Sean O'Malley. He's on my list. He's crazy. He's Irish.
Somebody text in, and I know you love this movie. Haven't you seen the movie Congo? They had laser guns and were still getting their ass kicked.
Amy, good gorilla.
Yeah. You,
bad gorilla.
You
go
saw
away.
That movie.
I know.
They had laser guns and were getting their asses kicked.
They didn't have Daniel Cormier with
laser
them.
Guns.
Oh, I got Lawrence Taylor and Dennis Rodman with me. Dennis Rodman is my laser gun.
Laser guns would take out all the people on your list except the gorilla.
James Harrison. Go get him. I got you, see? James Harrison?
Laser guns.
There's the Kachuk brothers.
Hawk, if you...
A gorilla looks at the Kachuk brothers and he's fine. Come on, man.
If you Google gorilla right now, there's 30 billion articles...
About this.
And they get... Every article gets like an expert to weigh in. And it happens to be very comical. Like, people who actually know about gorillas talking about...
These little fat jokers sitting down with their little belly out. Soft midsection. I got abs.
Mm-hmm. You get tired.
I don't get tired.
A gorilla does not get tired.
How much does a gorilla run? Because he runs on his hands.
Well, you ain't doing much work with your feet.
I'm going to work him. We'll trick him. 5 in front, 95 in the back. Jump on his back. I could put together 100.
You could not.
I could. You're telling me I put together 100 of the top athletes in the world.
Then you have 100 dead top athletes.
And a gorilla is going to kill us all.
Yes, every single
that's
one.
That's crazy to say.
USA Today weighs in on this. Let's see.
I'd bite his throat out.
The hypothetical posed to X users started April 24th, has made an appearance on other social media platforms. Let's see. Here's what we know. Mr. Beast has chimed in asking followers if there were any willing men down to participate. He'll put some money behind.
I'm down.
I did. Let's see. Though the debate consists mostly of men sharing their thoughts. Let's see. It doesn't seem to be a definitive answer here.
Gorillas can be killed by one leopard and one crocodile. This is one leopard or one crocodile.
This is all 99 of your friends on the day.
Huh. 100 humans? strategize. It's not like that's running up on us. Amy, good gorilla, go away. It's us strategizing. You, 20, aren't on the right arm. You, 20, are on the left arm. I'm going to run up, distract him.
Here's the thing. Left leg.
We still got 20 people to jump on his back.
Strategize against something that also has a strategy.
He didn't have a strategy. He's a
but that's mode. How you strategize. Like, you strategize a defense because you know the offensive strategy. You strategize a UFC fight because you know your opponent's typical strategy. You cannot strategize against a silverback gorilla in the wild because you have no idea what it's capable of and what it will do to you.
I have film to study.
Can I keep your face study film. after he rips it off?
I study film of how they approach, how they attack.
I want to keep your face.
I know they run up. They got their booty down. They got their little chest out.
You know nothing.
So you run up, hit them in the chest. Boom. I'm going to sacrifice. Y'all got to get on his arms and legs before he bites my face off.
Okay, and so what happens when the first couple guys get shook off his arms and legs real quick?
That's why I
now what?
That's why I need to pick my 99 teammates.
And when he waves James Harrison around like a leaf, what are you going to do? You know what's going to happen? 98 of your friends are going to run away when they see James Harrison.
That's why I got to pick him.
Flopped from side to side.
James grabs his arm, and James is about to get waved. Then Keanu Reeves runs up. Then Liam Neeson runs up. And then Joey Porter grabs him. Zach Thomas grabs his neck. Now I got my dogs with me. We are flowing, Hawk.
Jokic is there. Liam Neeson needs electricity to attached to the gorilla's testicles, and he shoves the towel in his mouth. I've seen Liam Neeson's moves.
Steven Adams grabs him.
Yeah.
Now James Harrison
Steven
grabs
Adams
him.
Literally gets knocked around sometimes in the paint by other basketball players.
No
like,
time.
He's not the
– I got Tim Bowens there. He has limited toes. He's been through some stuff. Right? Daniel Cormier's there. Steven Adams, Daniel Cormier, Liam Neeson, Keanu Reeves, and James Harrison are on the right arm. That right arm is isolated.
He's been through some stuff. The gorilla lives in the wild with lions and tigers and predators. And you think Steven Adams has been through some stuff?
Jason Momoa's on the left arm.
Did you finish headline, Solano?
Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald, Jason Momoa, and Dominican Sue, Udonis Haslam are on the left arm.
Gorillas can throw objects up to 1,800 pounds.
So he would literally knock you and your friends down with James Harrison.
Yeah, I'm picking my team. You're not invited, Jimmy.
Your weather.
I don't want to be.
From the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 90 degrees or something. I don't know. That's your weather.
See, you thought you couldn't feel good after that heat loss last night. Look what we did for you. We will give away the Billy Idol tickets in the next segment, which will be the final segment of the afternoon.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go home, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
I want to bet tonight. So the Heat are done. And oh, you know what? The Marlins do play tonight. Is Mervis in the lineup? Man, I'm losing money on Mervis. But every now and then, pays for itself. Let me see here. Hold on. 5 o'clock hour, by the way, is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Yeah, Matt Mervis, plus 450. To hit a ding-dong tonight. I bet him last night to hit a ding-dong, and I parlayed Mervis and Shohei to both hit ding-dongs. Neither one of them did. And basketball tonight, need a little action tonight. Knicks host the Pistons. What's the status on that series?
The Knicks are up 3-1.
Up 3-1?
Yeah.
What do you think the line is in New York?
Ooh, Knicks minus 5.5.
5.5. You nailed it.
Really?
I bet Detroit money line.
Well, you've been on Detroit all series long. Boston tonight hosting Orlando. What's the status on that series?
Boston can close it out tonight.
What do you think the line is there in Boston?
Same, minus 4.5.
Nah, Boston, minus 9.
11.5.
11?
11.5. And then the late game tonight, Denver hosting the Clippers. That one's got to be tied, right? Is that 2-2?
It is 2-2.
Yeah, that's a great series.
No, Denver hosting the Clippers.
2.5.
Solana?
Denver, 3.
Clippers are 1.5-point favorites tonight.
That if you want to see some basketball being played, watch this series.
Who's out, though? Somebody has to be out. That doesn't make any sense.
Jokic has a prop line. Jamal Murray has a prop line. Aaron Gordon has a prop line. I don't know. I feel like I would have seen if somebody was going to be out.
Let's see where Jokic is. I told you I'm on these points, assists, rebounds.
What would you set the line for tomorrow? Houston and Golden State. Golden State leads the series 3-1, the Big Jimmy Butler game last night, at Houston, hosting Golden State.
Houston plus, 2.5.
Yeah, Warriors were favorites in game one, so Warriors minus 2.
Houston minus 4.
They just got whooped.
Nah, I didn't get whooped, but
they just a good those two series are great. Like you don't know who I love that basketball where you know in the fourth quarter no matter what's going on, it's going to be a single digit game with 4 minutes left.
What caller number do you want to take for these tickets? Billy Idol and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming to Amerant Bank Arena May 13th. We've got tickets every day this week. It's a Live Nation show. What caller number would you like to take? You want to take 5 for Nikola Jovic?
Well, Hawk, how many of Crowder's friends are going to die before the rest tap out?
100.
I got a list now. Lawrence Taylor's going to be there.
If you mention Lawrence Taylor, 60-year-old Lawrence Taylor, one more time.
Aaron Donald's going to be there.
All right.
Quentin Williams, the tackle from the Jets.
Right.
He's huge.
Are we going to have one big burial plot where we just throw everyone's body in, or do you think we'll have private ceremonies for each person?
Vernon Carey's going to – let me put Vernon on there.
What
Vernon
caller number you want to take? Well, take caller 5 for Jovic, Solana?
9.
For Pella Larson?
For Vernon Carey, 7 right. plus 2.
Caller
got
9.
Got you, Big Vern. Vern, caller, you coming to the fight.
He's got you, Big Vern. He's got you dead. 305-567-0560. Caller number 9 gets tickets for Billy Idol and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Caller 9, 305-567-0560. Somebody texts in, I am literally dying driving with the guerrilla war scenario. Definitely took some sting off the Heat loss. Thank you, guys.
Who else is coming?
Somebody else texts in, get the hell out of here with Aquaman already.
Jason Momoa is not going to cause no damage.
Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Mervis. We will speak with you mañana.
Keanu Reeves is there.